You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for Tuesday here on KGYM, the final day of the month of August. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Also, thanks for tuning in on the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker. Good show for you. Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, will be joining us. We'll talk Iowa-Indiana, the top 20 matchup to kick off the season, to kick off the Big Ten. We'll do that coming up a little bit later on in the program today. Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeye players meeting the media. Matt Campbell doing the same thing over in Ames as the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes get ready for their openers coming up on Saturday. We'll kick that around a little bit today as well. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. And you can weigh in and communicate with us here on the program, which is, by the way, brought to you by DuPaco Community Credit Union. You can find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. DuPaco, learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. And got a good show planned for you here today, as we mentioned. Text line available at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on a Tuesday edition of the program. NFL cutdown day as well. Good stories. Not so good stories, and one big cut by the New England Patriots. If you have not heard, Cam Newton cut by the Bill Belichick and the Patriots today. Mac Jones, the first-year player, the rookie out of Alabama, is going to be the starting quarterback with Brian Hoyer as the backup for Bill Belichick in New England. How about that? And there's always good stories, and there's always stories that you kind of shake your head about. As far as NFL cut down day, they get down to 53 is concerned. And we'll get you some of those facts and figures coming up with the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard at the toward the bottom of the hour anyway. As Mark Dukes joins me on a cool and rainy final day of the month of August. This feels like football weather. Mark, good afternoon.
It does. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Kind of a sleepy day. A little drizzle going on outside. Overcast. Comfortable temperatures, but I like it.
You like it. Good sleeping weather too, man. Can't forget that.
Well, I never have a problem in that regard anyway, so.
Well, I have as I get older. At any rate, I think we'll get those windows open a little bit out there tonight. Coming up on 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, Kirk Ferentz with his first meeting with the media today down in Iowa City, Hawkeyes in Indiana. As I mentioned, we'll talk with Don Fisher, who is the play-by-play voice of the Hoosiers. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. And Gary Bard also with comments today down in Iowa City, Mark, as they both talked with the media. And a few interesting things today as far as what Coach Ferentz had to say. At least I found them interesting anyway.
Yeah, Kirk had a couple, three interesting things to say going into this big game against Indiana, in which the Hawkeyes are favored by about 3.5 points. We'll get to that later in the week. But Kirk said he's going to be very flexible using offensive and defensive linemen. May use as many as 8 offensive linemen in this particular game. Good news on the injury front. Is that only Kyler Schott, the right guard, will be out for this particular game, at least as of right now. So health is good in the Iowa camp. For the first time, beer and wine is going to be sold at Kinnick Stadium. It'll be cut off after the third quarter. Probably a good thing.
Very good thing.
At any rate, Barta talked about that and whatnot. So what else did you extract there?
Well, As far as Gary is concerned, the future is not guaranteed. Thanks, Gary. We knew that, but you're right. And he said that Iowa is going to, they will carry out their contracts as far as scheduling through 2025 is concerned, and that includes the Iowa-Iowa State Cyhawks series. Now, what happens beyond 2025 is anybody's guess at this present time, and that's kind of when things are pointing to perhaps expansion as far as, or in that time frame anyway, the expansion as far as the college football playoff is concerned. Is that when the alliance is going to become a thing? Gary Barta also let it be known, and this is also not a real guarded secret. This is the way it is with every Power 5 Division I program in the country. They need to have 7 home games to pay the bills. And what if Iowa and Iowa State, A, are going to be in separate conferences beyond 2025, Iowa and Iowa State are going to have to come up with some way to some pretty, they're going to have to sit down between Jamie Pollard and Gary Barta and come up with a way to make this all work to keep the Cyhawks series going beyond 2025. My impression anyway, because if the alliance goes into effect, you're going to have 4 conference home games, the way it sounds. They're going to go from 9 to 8 as far as league games are concerned. And then you will have a total of 2 games with Alliance opponents. One of those is going to be at home. One's going to be away. So that's 5 home games. Means your other 2 games in the non-conference are going to have to be home games each and every year. I don't know how that is going to work as far as Iowa and Iowa State is concerned, but we'll see. I guess that's the big thing about what Gary Barta had to say. Also, there will be vaccinations available at Kinnick Stadium coming up. Kirk said over 90% of the Hawkeyes are vaccinated right now. What I thought was interesting, Mark, was, and we talked about this, the receiving core and who is going to be in the rotation, and that includes true freshmen Arlen Bruce and Keegan Johnson already. They're going to get reps coming up, and he also said that as many as 8 offensive linemen may play. Now, does that include Connor Colby, the true freshman out of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, who's been reputed to be moving up the depth chart? He's at number 2 right now at right tackle, but does that mean he is going to get in right away coming up in the game sometime against the Hoosiers, which would be great for Connor, and that's a tough baptism by fire, no doubt about that.
Apparently he's ready. Josh Volk out of Cedar Rapids, Xavier, also second team at right guard. Will he play? We'll see. We'll see how all this pans out in a very, very important Big Ten football game to kick off the season. In terms of the scheduling that you talked about, we'll see. We've said that a lot. And I say it again here because there are many contracts already signed, sealed, and delivered, including the Iowa-Iowa State series through 2025, non-conference games as well. So we're not going to realize what's actually going to happen, I don't think, for a while.
Very, very true. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in as far as the text line is concerned about the Hawkeyes, that's 319-366-1600. As Kirk had a lot of good things to say about Spencer Petras today as well and how he has progressed through the fall camp, summer camp, if you will. Fall camp, summer camp, whatever the case may be. But usually don't get Kirk talking too much about his starting quarterback. I think Kirk is high on Spencer Petras. You better be high on your starting quarterback, 4 days ahead of your opener. If you're not, you're in a little bit of trouble. But I got a secret suspicion that Kirk likes how Spencer Petras is going right now.
Yeah, I think he used the words night and day from last year. If that's the case and it proves so on the field, that's good news for the Iowa football team. I really hope to see on Saturday Petras taking a few miles per hour off those short passes That was one of my big bugaboos of him last year, a lack of touch on certain passes and some decision-making, but you can't replace experience. And that's what Petras gives the Iowa offense and the team. Alex Padilla, the number two. Deuce Hogan, I believe, number three right now at quarterback. And very anxious to see what Petras can do. And I'm actually anxious to see what Michael Penix Jr. can do for Indiana. Very talented quarterback, elusive, a left-hander coming off an ACL injury that knocked him out last season. How's he going to look as he returns to action? Couple of really interesting storylines at the quarterback position.
Yeah, there are. There are. We'll talk with Don Fisher about the latest as far as Michael Penix is concerned. And Tom Allen said that he is ready to go, 100%. He is going to be the quarterback. He will start against the Hawkeyes, no residuals, and he's looking forward to a great year as far as Penix is concerned. So we'll have to see how that all plays out, obviously, coming up on Saturday. Forecast looking pretty good. Sunny, low 80s. We've had worse openers for Iowa and Iowa State. Now, earlier in the week, there was a little bit of some folks were saying, oh, here we go again as far as Ames is concerned, about possible showers. And it was kind of the same forecast that they had, 2 years ago, when the infamous game against South Dakota State that eventually did not get played, but hopefully everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm still looking to see who Mark Farley decided on at quarterback for the particular game, whether it's going to be Will McElvain or
Theo Day
out of Michigan State. I think it's going to be McElvain. I'd be surprised if it isn't, but Farley perhaps needs one more practice to take a look and decide on his starter, a quarterback.
Yeah, things have changed in Ames. Saturday, mostly sunny and 79. Can't beat that as far as the weather forecast is concerned. And as far as Iowa City is concerned, the latest official weather forecast, Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. So beautiful weather as far as football is concerned. It's a 2:30 kickoff in Iowa City, a 3:30 kickoff in Ames. And we've got Iowa State and UNI for you coming up on Saturday on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. John Walters and Eric Heft on the call. And again, that will get underway with the pregame at 1:30 on Saturday. Got a couple of other games for you. We've got Kansas State and Stanford starting at 10:30. I believe they're playing that one at Jerry World. And we'll have that one for you. We'll start it off in all of our frequencies, and then it'll be 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 1:30. And then Saturday night on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, Georgia and Clemson coming your way, beginning at 6 o'clock with the pregame. And a lot of people looking forward to the Bulldogs and the Tigers getting things underway. A lot of people think Georgia's got a fighting chance in that ball game.
Is that a national championship elimination game? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's the first game. The loser could win out. We've seen it happen before. But, yeah, a lot of eyes and ears are going to be on that game.
By the way, more coming up with Todd and Alex. It'll be Coach's Cuts, and that will come up later on today. It's brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They are online. You can find them at ncsei.com. That's ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Matt Campbell also with the media, and obviously very optimistic going into the 2021 season as far as the Cyclones are concerned. Almost 100% as far as vaccinations are concerned. I thought this was a very interesting quote from Matt Campbell earlier on today. This is from Randy Peterson at the Des Moines Register. And Campbell said this: I say this in our meeting room, man, you can't hide here anymore. If you don't stick to the standards, then you stick out. Early on, it was easy to hide. Just shows you in the 5 years-ish that Matt Campbell has been there, how things have changed as far as the program, the rhetoric, everything involved with Iowa State football is concerned. And, you know, that's great to see. That is great to see. No doubt about that. And we'll see Iowa State and UNI. And again, we'll have that coming up on Saturday. UNI is not going to roll over for Iowa State. I'm just going to say that right now. Not going to roll over. It might not. I mean, 2-touchdown game, whatever the case may be, it may end up 3. I don't know what it's going to end up. I don't know what the offshore line is as far as Iowa State, UNI, but just ask Kirk Ferentz and others about UNI playing D1 Power 5 teams.
No question about that. And Matt Campbell, if he's smart, and I think he is, should have spent a lot of time on reminding his players. I don't care if you played here a year or 6 years. This is going to be a difficult game if you're not focused and concentrated and doing your job. Mark Farley has been in this situation many times, whether it be Iowa, Iowa State, Kansas State, Wisconsin. He's gone into big-time venues when he's an underdog. Nearly upset Wisconsin up there in Madison. Mark Farley is a terrific coach. They have NFL players on that team. And if Iowa State is looking ahead in the slightest bit to Iowa, they're going to have their attention shocked into place, I think.
No, I would agree. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that is 319-366-1600. We mentioned it's NFL cut day. Mark will have some news about State of Iowa folks. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. I will say this, a couple of things that really jumped out, besides Cam Newton being cut today by the New England Patriots. If you've not seen that, yes, Mac Jones going to be the starting quarterback in New England. So you've got Wilson with the Jets. You've got the old man of the group, Josh Allen of Buffalo. Mac Jones and probably Tua Tagovailoa in Miami, at least to start anyway. Young quarterback division, certainly, as far as the NFC East is concerned. Right now, the Detroit Lions, Mark, do not have a kicker. They have cut all their kickers. I thought that was interesting.
They don't plan on scoring, huh?
Apparently, either going to go for 2. I don't know what they're going to do on kickoffs, and perhaps they aren't going to punt. They didn't mention punters, but the Lions do not have a kicker on their roster, their 53-man roster right now, interestingly enough. After a great preseason, surprising to me anyway, my Kansas City Chiefs have let go Shane Buechele, the SMU quarterback. Just not enough room on the roster, apparently, for him. But like I said, he had a terrific preseason for the Chiefs. So we'll see if anybody else picks him up. And that may be just a situation. If no one does, it might throw him back into the practice squad. We'll have to wait and see anyway. But I thought it was kind of interesting, just based on how he played, certainly, in the preseason.
That's true of a lot of players, and they're going to end up on practice squads and through a variety of circumstances, injuries and whatnot, could find their way back onto the NFL rosters. They could find themselves on another team. It's not the end for a lot of these players.
Mm-hmm. Week 1, Tua Tagovailoa versus Mac Jones, Dolphins and the Patriots. It's 2 Alabama quarterbacks, former Crimson Tide quarterbacks going at one another. I think it's fantastic. We'll see how it all plays out, though. 3:24, we're going to talk to Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, coming up in just a little bit. Want to remind you one more time, talking about the National Football League, we've got our KGYM knockout pool for you to sign up for. It is back. It is brought to you by I'm On Communications. All you need to do to win $300 cash, that is our prize from I'm On Communications and all of us at KGYM for the last man/woman standing. All you need to do is to head to KGYMradio.com for the link. Search for KGYM NFL Knockout and use the password I'm on in all caps. Must be 18 years of age or older to participate, and your first pick must be entered by Thursday, September the 9th at 7:15, kickoff for Dallas and Tampa, as the Buccaneers and Tristan Wirfs will get their due for winning the Super Bowl last year. Go to KGYMradio.com for more information on that. And good luck out there each and every week. You got to use strategy involved with that. Speaking of speaking of strategy, Chrysalis of RotoWire.com joins us coming up tomorrow, and we will talk fantasy football. Going to have a lot of fantasy football questions, I have a feeling, tomorrow. That will be out there for Chris, and he'll get those answered, and everybody getting ready for their drafts, which will be coming up sometime. If you haven't had it already, certainly will be coming up sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Well, with the injuries and other transactions, you if you've already drafted, you might have to take a look at that waiver wire real early. And I think the text line is going to be very, very active tomorrow, perhaps the phone lines as well, as people get ready for their drafts.
Indeed. And, of course, also coming up for you on Friday, we'll have your opportunity to win with the Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. That is back for 2021. Your chance to win a gift certificate from Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and behind the Taco John's. You and I and Dave Alec going to get together, and we're going to pick 6 games. Folks know how it works. And we'll see. I've got the defending championship the last 2 years, right? Individually?
I've forgotten, Scott.
I think I did win.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yes, not to toot, which means I'll get last this year.
Spotting us a 5-game lead or no?
No, this isn't the tour championship. This isn't the tour championship. We do not have that situation where I get a five-game lead or anything like that. But that is also coming up this weekend and should be very interesting. It always is when you give somebody a 10-shot lead as far as the greatest golfers in the world. I hate it. Don't think it should be the case, but we shall see. I don't know if you have this out here. Probably do not, because it just is 5 minutes old. The LA Rams announcing their 53-man roster, and Alaric Jackson has made the Rams roster, Mark, the former Hawkeye. So congratulations to him.
I did see that. Many teams now releasing their 53-man roster after the 3 o'clock deadline passed. And I see the Chiefs have got 24 players to get down to 53, and a lot of these decisions are very difficult. I would not want to be a head coach. A guy like Belichick is very used to it, knows what he wants, knows what to say when he calls a guy in. Hey, listen, you're a good football player, and just don't have room for you. That's a bad impression, I know, but I'm sure Belichick has it down to a T.
Did you have your hoodie on when you said it?
No, but it's a good idea. It's a little chilly back there on the board.
I was going to say, I got a long sleeve T-shirt on today. This is not August weather, but it's the great month of September coming up tomorrow. And definitely looking closer and closer to that. Second week of high school football, college football getting underway. And, of course, we've got the NFL in the offing and the 53-man rosters, as we mentioned, coming down the line. So that is very much great to see. And all kinds of terrific games coming up. By the way, Thursday, some good games. Boise State and Central Florida are going to play coming up on Thursday night. Rutgers gets the Big Ten started this week on Thursday night. They will take on Temple. And that will be in Piscataway coming up on Thursday night as well. That should be a very interesting ball game. A lot of Thursday nighters, including Ohio State and Minnesota, coming up on Thursday night as well from Minneapolis. Can the Can the Gophers give the Buckeyes a little run as far as their money is concerned? Friday night, North Carolina and Virginia Tech are going to play down in Blacksburg. Should be an interesting game. Kansas plays South Dakota Friday night. Michigan State and Northwestern are going to play on Friday night as well, as far as the Big Ten is concerned. So a couple Big Ten games to whet your appetite. And by the way, if you were concerned, the sellout streak continues in Lincoln as two high-level donors have bought up the rest of the tickets at Memorial Stadium, and they will distribute the tickets to underprivileged youth, which is great. But the Nebraska-Fordham game is now a sellout. The streak that goes back to whenever it is, 60s, 70s, whatever, will continue to live on at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln.
That's good for the kids. Nice gesture by the donors, but this streak is tainted. Nebraska Fordham would not be a sellout without these donors stepping up. What will it be? 376 straight sellouts?
Something like that.
It's about all the Huskers have to pin their hopes on anymore. A sellout streak.
The sellout streak. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. If you'd like to weigh in, again, that's 319-366-1600. Not sure if it's going to be a sellout coming up on Saturday, but it's going to be a very good crowd in both Iowa City and in Ames, as Iowa State will host UNI. Iowa will host the Indiana Hoosiers. We'll talk about it with Don Fisher, play-by-play voice of the Indiana Hoosiers. And that'll be coming up here in just a little bit. That game, by the way, on BTN, which is celebrating an anniversary, I believe, today, as a matter of fact. Saw that tweeted out a little bit earlier. So happy anniversary to the Big Ten Network. What did we do without the Big Ten Network before it was kicked off with all these, you know, games like Fordham and Nebraska? Of course, Nebraska wasn't there when the Big Ten Network kicked off. But at any rate, you had to really find your game. Or it was a 1 o'clock game, but those don't exist anymore, as we know. Sorry, Mark, about that. All right, we're going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. As we mentioned, it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, and they're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall. And you got some news as far as NFL and cuts today.
I do indeed. And before we get to that, one game going on in Major League Baseball, the Miami Marlins ahead of the New York Mets 5-1, bottom of the eighth inning. Everything else tonight, including the Chicago Cubs, your Chicago Cubs, at the Minnesota Twins. 107.5 carrying that game, starting with the pregame at 6:30. Good news and bad news day in the NFL. Good news for several. Jack Heflin, who transferred to Iowa, competed last year, had a brilliant preseason with the Green Bay Packers, has made the team.
Good for him.
Yeah, that was terrific. As you mentioned, Alaric Jackson making the Rams. And there's Mike Mekhi Sargent, backup running back last year and previous years at Iowa, has made the Titans. He had a brilliant preseason. He will back up Derrick Henry. But very interesting story with Mekhi Sargent. Speaking of the Rams, they did cut Landon Akers, Cedar Rapids, Washington product, via Iowa State, trying to make the team as a wide receiver. Sean Beyer out of Kennedy was cut yesterday by the Denver Broncos. He had a big-time tight end competition there. Several guys vying for spots. You hope Beyer maybe latch on to a practice squad deal. We'll see. Kenny Nwangu, who backed up Breece Hall at Iowa State, apparently has made the Minnesota Vikings. They like him as a kick returner. They like him with his speed. And Cedric Lattimore, former Iowa defensive lineman, cut by the Seattle Seahawks. Finally, Scott, the Mississippi Valley Conference has a new commissioner beginning tomorrow. Randy Krejci stepping aside after 20-plus years leading that conference. Paul James, former football coach at Washington and Linmar, and athletic director at Washington, will step in.
Yeah, hats off to Randy, correspondent with us as well with the Scoreboard show on Friday nights. Yeoman's work that he did and will continue to perform. He'll be a liaison for the Mississippi Valley Conference. And congratulations to Paul James, who will step in and do a great job as far as the commissionership is concerned. Paul is the schedule guy, too. He's been doing that the last handful of years after Scott Kibbe was doing that for a while before he got into administrative work. But, yeah, they'll do a tremendous job as far as that is concerned. And, again, hats off, job well done to Randy Krejci. Got to pass this along. Javi Baez just got absolutely booed unmercifully in his first plate appearance today in New York for the Mets. Of course, he's involved in the whole thumbs down controversy, I guess, for lack of a better word. The gesture, along with a couple of other Mets to the Met fans, did not go over well in the Big Apple. Javi is not making friends in New York City.
No, he isn't. But he did apologize, as well as Francisco Lindor. They both apologized for their actions. But I'm watching video right now of Mets fans, thumbs down as Baez comes to the plate. And sometimes players do stupid things, and this is one example.
Not endearing himself with the New York folks as well with his play, hitting about 200. In the last 2 years, Javi Baez numbers are not good. Not good. And not endearing himself to the Mets fans. Did get hit by pitch, though, in his plate appearance today to help out. But they are behind the Marlins.
Did they give a thumbs up to that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. we'll see if they liked that or they did not like that. Probably got a few cheers on getting hit, but you never know. You never know. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that's 319-366-1600. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back, and we'll talk to the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers. Don Fisher is going to join us, and we'll talk Iowa-Indiana coming up on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. So stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with enhanced 30-1 odds for the first big college football game of the season. That's right, pick either Georgia or Clemson to win, and you could turn a $5 bet into $150. If you like Clemson and their new quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, $5 into $150 with a 30-1 enhanced odds boost. There's no better place to bet college football than FanDuel Sportsbook. They have great promotions, the number one rated sportsbook app. It's easy to use. They feature fast payouts. You get paid in as little as 24 hours when you win. So make the most of college football this week with enhanced 30-1 odds on Georgia versus Clemson. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code COON so they know we sent you. That's promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Sign up is open for the KGYM Knockout Pool, brought to you by I'm On Communications. If you're the last one standing at the end of the NFL regular season, you'll win $300 cash. Just sign up now at KGYMradio.com. Then pick your team each week, listen, and follow along here on the gym. Go for bragging rights and $300. Deadline is September 9th to get in. So go to KGYMradio.com and sign up now for the KGYM Knockout Pool. Brought to you by I'm On Communications.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
And Alex and Todd will have Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire, coming up today and each weekday, beginning at 5 o'clock for you right here on KGYM. Coming your way on an overcast and cool last day of the month of August, we welcome you back to the gym class here on KGYM. We're presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Coming up on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, the opener for the Hawks. Big Ten opener as Iowa takes on Indiana. A couple of top 20 teams going at it. And we are pleased to be joined by the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, Don Fisher, joining us on the program here today. Don, and hope the summer was a good one for you, but we're back to football this Saturday.
Well, we are back to football. There's no question about that, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You have two highly regarded teams going into a matchup in Big Ten conference play. I'm not sure it could get a lot better than that.
Good or bad, a conference game right out of the chute. What's your opinion on it?
Well, you know, when I first got the job at Indiana back in 1973, that's a long time ago, incidentally, that's the way they were playing it. They started out, I think, for maybe a first 5 or 6, maybe 7 years that I was here, they started out with a conference game every year. So then they got away from that and hadn't played one until the last couple, 2 or 3 years now, and they're back to it again. Boy, I don't have any problem with it. In fact, I think it kind of ramps things up, especially when you're going up against another team that is ranked in college football. And especially so if it's a conference game, because it means that much more because you're going for a division title as well. So I think it really ramps everything up for all the players, the coaching staffs, and I think it's a great way to start the season.
Don, do you recall 1979? I was covering Iowa football for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Hayden Fry's first game against Lee Corso's Indiana club.
How could I forget it?
Folks went to the restrooms at halftime. Man, this is going to be great. And it didn't turn out so well.
It was one of the great comebacks in Indiana football. And, of course, under Lee Corso, it was a necessity because that year Indiana went into it feeling like they had a pretty good football team. And I think at halftime the score was like something like 23 or 26 to maybe 7. I can't even remember exactly what it was at halftime, but Indiana was down a bunch, and they were able to start out the second half with a big touchdown run from Lonnie Perrin, and then I think he did the same thing at the end of the ball game that sewed it up for Indiana. It was a great comeback performance. I know it was a disappointment for the Hayden Fry era. Nevertheless, I think his era turned out pretty well despite that loss.
Yeah, and Lee turned out fine.
Yeah, Lee actually probably turned out better after he was fired from Indiana because he became a commentator. He had two winning seasons in that 10-year period. He was probably one of the most fun guys to be around from a football perspective and from a media perspective to do interviews with and all the kind of crazy things that he kind of put into coaching football. But at the same time, Indiana didn't win nearly as much as they needed to at that era, and of course it got him fired. But it took 10 years to get it done.
Mm. Well, folks that are playing this week weren't around in 1979 or even thought about, but let's start with the Hoosiers and Michael Penix Jr., of course, coming off the terrible injury of a year ago. He is 100% ready to go, and what a difference he makes for this Hoosier offense.
He does. There's no question. He's a top-flight talent. He's very, very talented in so many different areas. Not just the fact that he's got a great arm, but he's got great touch as well. He sees the field as well as any Indiana quarterback in my memory. He's able to find receivers when it doesn't look like there's much there, and he's got, a great arm. He's able to put touch on the ball both down the field and in close quarters, and he's just a really exceptional leader as well. He's turned into that leader because I think he was a little shy at when he first got to Indiana as far as his leadership skills, but they've really worked with him in that area, and he's become a really good leader on this football team.
Don, in your mind, when did this Indiana resurgence begin? Was it when Tom Allen was hired, or maybe 2019 when it went to the Gator Bowl? Talk about that for a bit, if you will.
Well, in truth, if you really look back at Indiana football in the 2000 era, it was a struggle. And Terry Heppner came on board, I think, around 2005. And six, and passed away. And everybody thought that Heppner would have gotten the job done because he was such a good football coach, and he had a real charisma about him from a personality standpoint that just the fans fell in love with. And there was a lot of excitement when he got here, and then, of course, after his first season, and they played fairly well during that year, he got brain cancer. And literally the next year he was only able to coach in, well, he coached in, I think, 9 of 11 ball games, something like that, maybe 10 of 12. But then he fell ill and was not able to coach the next year. Bill Lynch took over his assistant head coach and the offensive coordinator, and they won. They won that next season. They went 7-5, but it was so much from an emotional standpoint that team played. You didn't know how much of it was emotion and how much talent was there, but it just kind of quickly slid downhill after that, and this team really wasn't much of anything, especially on the defensive side of the football, until Kevin Wilson came. And they weren't really good when he got here from a defensive standpoint, but he supplied them with a new, fresh offensive look, a very hurry-up type of offense that really kind of everybody bought into. And they were very competitive for all the years that Kevin was here. The problem was their defense still wasn't any good. The last year that Kevin was the head coach, however, he hired Tom Allen. And he was the defensive coordinator that first year that Tom was on board. And they looked like a different football team, at least defensively. They were more aggressive defensively. They played better, they played harder. They were really playing for this guy. And when Kevin Wilson left, there was no question that the choice was going to be Tom Allen because of the job he'd done on kind of turning Indiana's defense around in the first year. And that's really when the turning point came. And, of course, it took a couple of years to get things going the way Tom wanted. But the last two, of course, have been very successful, 8-4, 6-2 last year, and got beat in the bowl game. But it was because of COVID issues that they didn't have much practice time leading up to that bowl game. And, of course, their quarterback in that contest was Jack Tuttle, who was a backup to Penix after Penix got hurt in the Maryland contest preceding it. And from that point on, I mean, there was a question mark whether Indiana could win, but Jack Tuttle did a great job in relief of Penix. Unfortunately, in that game against Ole Miss, they just weren't able to keep up with it because I think more than anything else because they just didn't have much practice time leading up to the bowl game.
Todd Fisher joining us here at 3:47 in the gym class on KGYM, talking Iowa, Indiana. We know that about Penix, but there's some very, very good and gifted skill people that Indiana has. We know about, of course, Freifogel on the outside, but tell us a little bit about Carr, who apparently is going to be the starter coming up on Saturday, former five-star guy, and he is impressed so far, obviously.
Well, he certainly hasn't practiced. Of course, he had some injury issues at USC and never played on a consistent basis there the way he thought he should be used. That said, he decides to come to Indiana for his final year of college football, and he has been very impressive. He was a five-star, as you pointed out, in high school. So he's got the talent level that everyone had expected him to have. He just hasn't really had the opportunity to showcase it. And I think he felt like it was a fresh start for him to come to Indiana out of the transfer portal. And, man, he has shown himself to be very, very tough inside and outside. He's got good speed. He's able to break tackles. And he sees the field really well. He's kind of taken the role as the starter coming up on Saturday. He will be substituted for the kid by the name of Tim Baldwin, who's really done a nice job the last couple of years. Last year as a freshman, a true freshman, he had a 120-yard game against Maryland. So he's a talented kid as well. So that gives them a really good 1-2 punch. And a kid named David Ellis, who's been around for 3 years now but has had some injury issues, he's also a talented kid both at wide receiver and at running back. So they've got three guys right there that can really help them. But I think the top two that you'll see going into this ball game will be Carr and Baldwin, and both are very talented kids.
Don, a lot of things to talk about on the offensive side of things, but I think this game might be one on the defensive side because Indiana has an underrated defense. Both secondaries, at least according to Phil Steele and others, both secondaries are very, very highly rated and thought of. What say you in that regard?
Well, I think the back seven for both Indiana and Iowa are their strength. There is no question about that. Indiana's defense lost Jamar Johnson, who's in the NFL now from last season, but they've got pretty much everybody else back, including a kid named Raheem Lane, who's a senior, did not play last year because of an injury suffered that knocked him out of the season. But he's a very talented kid. They moved to safety, and it helps out that position. He'll get a starting role coming up on Saturday. But the back seven, I think, of both of these teams is extremely strong. And it's going to really boil down to what the defensive line can do on each side of the football, in my opinion. I think Indiana's run game is probably better than it has been. Stephen Houston was a highly touted back after college, but I never saw him do the kind of things that I saw Stephen Carr just do in practice this year on a consistent basis. And honestly, I think right now when you look at Iowa, they'd say the same thing about their run game, that with Goodson back there, you've got a terrific run game. So I think it's going to boil down to whose defensive line can stop the run.
What are the expectations this year in Bloomington? Came so close last year. Of getting an Eastern Division championship, whatnot. What is the next step that this program needs to take?
Well, they have to continue to beat people that nobody thinks they can beat, i.e. last year Penn State, Michigan, and Wisconsin. They've got to be able to handle themselves against that high upper echelon of competition. And to do what they want to do, which is win a Big Ten championship, they or somebody along the line has got to knock off Ohio State, because let's face it, they are the Cadillac of the Big Ten right now and have been for some time, and I don't think that's going to change this year. So some way, somehow, they're going to have to find some way to knock off Ohio State themselves, or somebody else is going to have to do it if they're going to have an opportunity to be Big Ten champions, at least from an East Division standpoint.
Indiana's good road team or not?
Excuse me?
I think we lost Mark. There you go. Go
Indiana,
ahead.
Indiana, a good road team or not?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, last year they beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin, so that was a great win for this program. Yep. There's no question about that. I think the proof is in the pudding. They're going to have to prove it on the field on a consistent basis. I've been here for a long time, and I've seen a lot of bad Indiana football. And, of course, when things start going badly for Indiana, the fan base goes away as well. So that can't continue to happen. You've got to have a team that can derive energy from their crowd and that kind of thing. And that's one of the big issues, or one of the big question marks, I guess I should say, about this Indiana football team. If they would go to Iowa and get knocked off in that first ball game, not play well, or not give Iowa a very competitive contest, I think you'd hear all of a sudden, here we go again, it's the same old Indiana. And that's not a good thing for this program, even though Tom Allen, I think, has done a remarkable job of building a culture at IU that we haven't seen in many, many years, probably the last era that was really successful at IU from a college football standpoint was the Bill Mallory era back in the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah. And you mentioned the fact that people kind of migrate toward basketball, and that's a little different situation going into this year.
Yes, it is. There's no question. That's the one thing you can say about Indiana fans right now. They're jacked up about both football and basketball after last season's debacle in basketball that saw them lose their last six ball games of the season and got the Archie Miller fired. So, with Mike Woodson coming on board, a former Indiana player that everybody has got a lot of respect for and believes is a really good basketball coach, Of course, he's 63 years old, but that didn't deter Scott Dolson, the new AD, from hiring him because they felt like they had to get somebody with that Indiana background who knew what the tradition and the richness of that tradition was all about and what we were looking for in a coach. And I think in Woodson they found him. Some of the hires that they've made as assistants and administrative people have just been spectacular in that regard, i.e. Thad Matta from the Ohio State Buckeyes, who obviously got let go a few years ago, or I don't know if he got let go or if he retired, but he was having a lot of physical health problems at that point in time, and they've hired him as an administrator. I think that was just brilliant on Scott Dolson, the AD's part, to get that guy in there who can help Mike Woodson make the transition from an NBA lifestyle. He had been there for 40 years in the NBA as a player and a coach. And, of course, coached the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks both, and did very well when he coached them. So there's a lot of belief that this program is on the rise once again, and there is more expectations out of football and basketball this year than I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, interesting. Real quick, what do you expect Saturday? High scoring, low scoring, team with the least amount of penalties and turnovers winning the game?
There's always that. I mean, we sound like coaches when we talk about you just can't turn the ball over and you can't commit penalties. But honest to goodness, in a game of this ilk, I think, because both of these teams are very good football teams, I think that's going to be the difference. And I don't expect a very high-scoring ball game because I think both defenses are that good.
All right. Safe travels, Don. Appreciate the time and always good talking with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, joining us here on the Gym Class at 3:55. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap things up after this.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $1,000. Place your bets on all the exciting showdowns in MLB, MLS, and more sports from around the globe. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code Hanson, Hanson with an O, to get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Back with you on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football questions. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. I have to send out an apology to everyone out there. Our text line, Mark, is down right now. So if you sent a text and wondering why in the heck are you not talking about it, it was the greatest text I've ever sent to KGYM. We didn't see it. That is why. Apologies.
Yeah, I wondered about that, and we'll get that back hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, hopefully get that restored here during Todd and Alex's show, which comes up next. They'll have audio from Kirk Ferentz and Gary Barta today as Iowa met the media as far as the Hawkeyes and the Indiana Hoosiers coming up on Saturday, 2:30 on the Big Ten Network for the kickoff of that top 20 battle, 17th-rated Indiana, number 18, Iowa. Should be a very interesting and a very entertaining game, at least on paper, as far as the Big Ten opener from Kinnick Stadium is concerned. You hear him rattle off the name of that running back from 1979. That was very impressive from Don.
It was indeed, and I think it was a long pass that went over the top of Mario Pace that beat, I think it was 26-3 at halftime, and it ended up, I think, a 30-26 victory for Indiana. But, yeah, that was impressive. Don's been at it for 49 years, and he thinks this is the best Indiana team he's ever seen.
I knew Corso had three at halftime. I couldn't remember if it was 28 or 26, but it was a big comeback, no doubt about that. All right, Mark, thanks. We'll talk with you coming up tomorrow at 3.
Sounds good. Look forward to it. Talk to you.
Todd and Alex coming next, KGYM.
Oh, O'Reilly. Ready for an oil change? Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to get everything you need. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $28.95 and earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.